appointments, heartache, trauma, abnormal doctor's reports. When we plant ourselves in the Word of God, in the presence of God, then we're able to move when God tells us to move.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Life Tabernacle Church podcast. It's an honor to be with you today. This podcast serves as our church's weekly sermon archive. Tune in each week to hear what God is speaking in our community. Be sure to follow and share with a friend. We hope you enjoy today's message.
If you have your Bibles, I'll be in Isaiah 30, 21, and you can just hold that there. I have a picture we can put up on the screen. Have anybody ever seen this meme or ever watched this TV show? It's Friends. Before Netflix, before you can watch Fox Live, I remember coming home and there was something on TV. It was either, what is the Andy Griffith show? It was either Friends that would just be on the background. I'll be doing homework. And I remember this scene where in this series called Friends, Ross and his roommates and friends were taking a chair up the stairs. And as you can see, he's yelling at them, pivot, pivot. And I remember I was just watching this. I was like, why is he yelling at them? Like, I'm here thinking, like, just lift the thing higher, go over. And he's yelling. They're getting mad and they're telling him to be quiet. And this meme goes around. And have any ever watched Friends, or is it just me? I know I'm not that, like, old, but these shows would be on the background, and I remember just seeing this episode rerun, pivot, pivot. And this morning, as I was preparing, and I asked Pastor Dallas, like, what's the theme? Is there a direction? And he's like, well, you want to talk about faith? He didn't really give me a direction, and I always like to preach just what I'm learning in my own life. So if I can just share with you what I'm learning, the title of my message is called Spiritual Pivots. All right, spiritual pivots. And I'm going to read from the CEV version, just from Isaiah 30, 21. It says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice saying, this is the road, now follow it. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your word that doesn't return void. God, I thank you for your blood, Lord, that covers every situation that we can plead over our lives. And God, I just pray that your word begins to just challenge us. Your word corrects us. And Lord, your word draws us closer to you. Lord, begin to open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears to prepare what you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name, everyone says amen. Everyone say pivot. So as that story at Ross and his friends, they just could not get this big old couch, you know, around the stairwell. And so he's yelling, pivot and pivot. So I'm really feeling old because I remember when Dallas was 12, I'm 10 years older. I would take him, see him at football games. I would drive, if his parents were here, I'm driving him to Salem. Usually he wants me to stop by Krispy Kreme because the hot light was on before that place burned down. So now, let's see, years later, my friend Jackson Lawrence, I am a seventh grade English teacher, special education teacher at school. So we take 20-minute car rides in the morning, and I get to just hear all the tea from him. But really, now he just started basketball. So I'm asking questions, all right, do you have practice today? Do I need to take you home? What's your position? Do you think you're going to make the team? And so if you look at pivot in a basketball world, and where's Brother Glenn? I see, where's Brother Kenny? So I didn't start coming to Life Tabernacle until 1996, all right? So this is the history. And Brother Kenny and Brother Glenn and Chris isn't here, they would do basketball with me. And I, in my eyes, I was probably the best player, and they're not going to admit it, okay? So Brother Glenn, just nod your head. Yes, thank you, sir. All right, so I was a forward because I was short, but I loved guarding people. Like, I was solid. If I needed to post a screen, I did it. Now, if you wanted me to shoot a three, I can do it, but it would probably shatter the backboard because they started calling me the rocket because I just would just launch things. I was a horrible shooter, but I understood pivot. All right, in the terms of basketball, when you pivot, you need to plant your foot and you got to move from right to left. You pivot to whether you're going to shoot, whether you're going to pass, and it's a very fundamental skill. And what I've learned in my life and what I believe that we all can relate to is there's times in our lives that God allows or needs to have a spiritual pivot in our lives. And there's three reasons. I think I have them up on the screen. Is to either protect us. We need spiritual pivots to protect us, to prune us, or to position us for his purpose. And over my life, I've had these spiritual pivots, all right? And I'm looking and I'm thinking, what does pivot mean? It's a verb, it's an action. You know, it's moving, changing directions. How many of y'all ever change jobs? Maybe you move somewhere. Relationship statuses changed, right? And I truly believe if I had just a sentence for this message, I truly believe spiritual pivots are often required when adversity, hardships, difficult decisions, or God wanting to draw us closer to him have to happen. It requires faith and trust in a God who knows best. Everyone say, God knows best. And aren't you glad we serve a God who knows best? Because sometimes Fiona likes to figure it out, and I'm wrong. Sometimes Fiona's stubborn. Is it just me? Right? Fiona wants to have it her way. Fiona thinks she knows best, but God knows best. And right, what's happening in Isaiah 30, and I'll give you some history. Like over from the course of time from creation, you see humankind choosing what they want. You see, and right now we had Adam and Eve, and then they failed. And then we had tribes, and then we had judges, and then God sets up kings. And then we have kingdoms, and right here you see the northern kingdom in isolation, and they see Judah going back and asking for Egypt for protection. And you see things coming between God, and God's people is constantly choosing things before God. And that's the course of history. How many of y'all ever put things before God? I'm just going to raise my hand. Right? So over the history of this is as whether you turn to the right or left, you will hear a voice saying, that's the road, now take it. Over the course of history, you hear God saying, hey, this is what I need you to do to protect you. And then you see humankind doing what they want, right? And so this history lesson, they're making the wrong choices. They're creating household items as idols and worshiping it. They're seeking help from other people instead of God. They're forgetting about God's blessing and his goodness. And how many of y'all have ever been in a situation where it's so overwhelming that you forget that you serve a mighty God? Or is that just me? That sometimes our situations, the doctor's reports are just so big in your life, or unanswered prayers, that you forget that God has come through 10 years ago. He came through 5 days ago. He came through 5 weeks ago. And we forget. And that's what was happening with Judah, is that here's God showing up again and saying, hey, I'm here. I can protect you. I can help you. I love the song that Chase sung, I plead the blood. Hey, Jesus, I sent my son to die for you, and his blood can heal. His blood can save. And we forget. Spiritual pivots are needed for three things. And if you're taking notes, these are what I want to focus on. Spiritual pivots are needed to, one, protect us, to prune us, and to position us for a greater purpose. So that's where I want to go this morning. The first one is spiritual pivots are needed to protect us. Everyone say protect us. If there is anything or anyone that comes between you and your relationship with God, we need to pivot away from it and pivot towards God. What do you mean by that? Time and time we see God's people choosing idols, choosing other countries, choosing other kingdoms to protect them. And over time, you see God coming through. I think about when he parted the Red Seas for the Egyptians, you know, as they were coming after Israelites. I've seen God provide manna. I've seen God through the Bible provide for his people. And here again, you see his people choosing other countries to provide and for security. And God is saying, hey, I'm right here. You see, God should always be first. And if there's anything first that has your attention, that has your devotion, that has your submission, God doesn't like that. In Matthew 22:37, we know this. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul and all your mind. And when there is something between you and God, he will ask us or make us pivot to protect us. And you see over time, the Israelites, you see all these kingdoms fall and go into, exile. There you go. I was like, what's the word? You see them go into exile because they're choosing other things to protect them. And sometimes we have to change directions away from a job, away from a relationship, away from an addiction. God wants us to pivot another direction because he knows that it will destroy us. I love this quote. Sometimes God has to wreck our plans before our plans wreck us. And it hurts. But God's a jealous God. You know, usually twice a year I fast social media. I love TikTok. I love Instagram. You know, I love just scrolling. I have things saved. I'm like, oh, I like this crock pot recipe. Oh, I like this, you know, perfume I should go try. I like just scrolling. But then sometimes it just takes, I'm on TikTok for 4 hours. And I'm like, have I read my Bible today? You know, I'm guilty. It's like, oh, how much time have I spent with God? How much time have I invested spiritually, you know, in my relationship with him? And sometimes God wants to have spiritual pivots in our life to protect us because we've placed something in front of him. He doesn't punish us. He doesn't want to persecute us, but he protects us because he loves us. So what could it be? Social media? That's sometimes that gets me tripped up. Is it a job that's toxic and unhealthy? Is it a relationship that pulls you away from God instead of closer to God? So what is it that, because there's spiritual pivots, and I think of seasons. I thought about changing this title to a season, but I can get stuck in a season waiting for it to end instead of trying to learn my lesson in the midst of the season. So I don't want to focus on seasons because I'm the type of person, I'm ready for this event to end. I'm ready for this. I can plan something, but when I'm in the middle of it, it's like, all right, 3 more hours. I'm done. 3 more hours. I'm always waiting for something to end instead of being present and trying to learn something. So I truly believe God wants us to have spiritual pivots to protect us. See, I'm the type of person, I'm going to figure it out. I don't ask for help. I'll figure it out. You know, I'm Fiona. I will figure it out. And sometimes God has taught me, it's like, hey, I need you to ask me for help. I need you to come to me. Love the Lord with all your heart. Come to me for protection. Come to me for provision. Come to me for hope. And so many times we pivot towards the things that bring us pleasure, things that cause instant gratifications, things that will hype us up instead of going to God who created us, who loves us, who has grace for us, who has a plan for us, who wants to heal us. I can keep going. So many times we go to different things. And right now what was happening, Judah was going to different people, different countries for protection. And God is like, I'm right here. I've delivered you over time, hundreds of years. I'm right here, and they forgot. See, sometimes we have to pivot for God to protect us. Life will throw us curveballs, disappointments, heartache, trauma, abnormal doctor's reports. When we plant ourselves in the word of God, in the presence of God, then we're able to move when God tells us to move. To pivot is to go to the left or to the right. It's to change positions, change directions, to position us towards God. And sometimes we go through spiritual pivots and we think it's punishment, but God is just wanting to protect us. What in your life have you put before God? What in your life takes time away from God? What in your life that you put first instead of God? Matthew says, you know, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. Going to church just isn't enough. It's a relationship with him. It's investment spiritually. It's an investment in his word, knowing what he wants you to do. As I said, sometimes God wrecks our plans before our plans wreck us. Sometimes God breaks our hearts because the things we're putting before him is going to destroy us. And we get so mad. God, why? We get so mad. See, there's two types of people in this world. And I'm one. I'm the type of person, I will blame me before I blame someone else. Oh, what could I have done? Oh, man, I should have done this. Or you're the other. Well, it's Dallas's fault that I acted the way I acted. Well, if Chase didn't do this, then I wouldn't have responded like this, blaming everyone else. So I'm the person that, okay, I should have done this. I should have done that. It's me. Fiona's at fault. And there's some of us, well, if Dal shouldn't have done that, then I wouldn't have done this. Well, if Chase, they're just right here. I'm picking on them. That's why they're just, like, if Chase would have done this, then I would have this blessing. We're so busy blaming everyone else. When in reality, what God is saying, hey, I'm trying to protect you, and there's some things in your life that's coming before me. I should be your security. I should be your provider. I should be your rock on which you stand upon. I'm your healer. And so many times we put culture in front of God, the latest weight loss trend before God. Well, we do WebMD before God. Do not ever go to WebMD because it'll tell you 5 different diagnoses. We go to our friends before God. We go to other people before God. We need spiritual pivots in our life to protect us, usually from poor decisions, but we need to pivot towards God. Everyone say pivot. The second thing, I think this is the season that I'm in right now. Spiritual pivots are needed to prune us. How many of y'all enjoy planting stuff? All right. So I have plants. Now my mom takes care of them. Like, she's the green thumb. If you ever see her yard, it's full of flowers, annuals, whatever. I remember whenever I'd get in trouble, I would have to go to the yard and prune and de-weed it, and I hated it. But sometimes spiritual pivots are needed to prune us. Pruning is an act of removing something dead to improve the health and productivity of something. So many times when something, and this was my mindset probably 8 years ago, when health just started going crazy, I would be like, this was my, like, something bad happened. All right, I'm in sin. I did something bad. God hates me. God's punished me. But in reality, God prunes us because there's just something that's not being productive in our lives, and God just wants to take it away so we can be fruitful, so we can be healthy, we can be productive for his kingdom and his glory. I just want to read first through verses before 21 of Isaiah. So Isaiah 30, I'm just going to read 18 through 22. And I just love this. It says, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. He will be gracious if you ask for help. He will surely respond to the sounds of your cries. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, he will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. And in verse 22, then you will destroy all your silver idols and your precious gold images. You will throw them out with the filthy rags and saying to them, good riddance. Judah was creating items, household items, as idols. They turned to people, these images, values, to give them comfort, to give them security, and to give them peace. And when God's saying, hey, I just need you to ask me for help. I just need you to ask me. And here's the thing. He allows adversity to happen, but to be our teacher, to guide us. He doesn't want to banish us. He doesn't want to punish us, but he will take things, adversity, hardships, doctor's reports, traumatic events, and he wants to teach us to come to him and to draw closer to him. Sometimes God needs to cut people, places, or things out of our lives because we're not going to be as fruitful as long as they're around. And that one hurts. I worked at Roanoke City, for a combination of 9 years. In the last 4 years, I had great coworkers, people who needed Jesus, and I was there praying for them. But also, their lifestyle just didn't match mine. And so there was times when they wanted to go out downtown, and I was like, well, it's a school night. Why are we going downtown? Like, I'm tired. I'm 37 years old. And there's just lifestyles that wasn't like mine. But here's the thing. I was constantly in this environment, and it wasn't conducive to the lifestyle that God wanted to create in my life. And sometimes God has to prune things, people, or places because we're not producing fruit. If you want to know what your life, what fruit is in your life, I was preparing for a Bible study yesterday, Galatians 5, 18 through 22. It talks about the fruit of the flesh. And I had that saved. If you want to know what fruit, envy, drunkenness, quarreling, always arguing, hatred, idolatry, sorcery, lack of self-control, if that's happening, then there's some pruning that God needs to do. But then the fruit of God and the fruit of His Spirit is joy, peace, gentleness, self-control. You see, God prunes us because He wants us to be productive for His kingdom. I feel like I've been in a pruning season for the last 12 months, maybe 8 years. And I needed to change. And so I remember calling Pastor Randy. I think it was 2 days after my birthday. It was snow day, so I had a lot of time to think and pray. And I was like, man, I'm not fruitful. He's like, yeah. He's like, you're not doing the things you're called to do. I mean, he did it nicer, I promise. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, there's some things that God has called you to do. Are you doing it? No. And it's like, I'm not being fruitful for His kingdom. And there was some pruning that had to take place. I was thriving at my job. I was doing well at my job. But it was not being, I wasn't producing the fruit for His kingdom. And so pruning had to take place. I put in my 2 weeks notice, applied for Pulaski Middle School. And yeah, like, I don't know anyone. I know the Lawrences, you know. But like, I had to start over. And I'm just like, God, what is this? And there's things He wants to teach me. Because Fiona can be self-sustainable. Fiona can figure it out on her own. But God is like, I'm your provider. I'm your healer. I'm your protector. And I've allowed Fiona to take care of herself. I've allowed Fiona to do what she wants to do. I've allowed Fiona to justify this and that. And God is saying sometimes He needs to prune us to protect us and to help us to be more healthier. And that can be relationships, that can be jobs, that can be, you know, time spent on social media. So what happens, I'm in this environment. It was toxic, it was just stressful, but I realized I thrive in chaos, that's all I know. And about a year ago, I literally have a heart attack at school. And I'm like, but I'm not stressed out, this is normal. This is normal. And so I literally had to stop, and I cannot do that job anymore. I cannot physically handle that job anymore. And I could be like, God's punished me. God hates me. But it's like my body was telling me something was wrong. And God used that to get my attention. I can choose to be angry, but I also know that God knows best, and He's been with me before. He's been with me 5 years ago. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and there's some things He knew that that job, as much as I was thriving professionally, as much as I enjoyed it, as much as I was good at it, it wasn't good for His kingdom, and it wasn't good for my body. And so pruning has to take place. He had to remove some things, and God needs to prune some things. Sometimes it's our attitude. Am I the only one? Sometimes it's your mouth. If my mouth doesn't say it, my face will. I promise you. And I'm working on that. I'm a middle school teacher. So my previous lifestyle was not conducive to what God wants for me in the future. And sometimes we have to change some things. Sometimes we have to practice self-control. Sometimes we have to say no to things, people, or places that is not beneficial for the kingdom of God. And I've had to learn that. At times, life requires pivotal changes we didn't expect and for which we are unprepared for, but it will produce fruit in the end. And I can be mad and grumpy and isolate myself and blame God, because I can do that. I've done that. Or I can look at the season that I'm in and like, what is God trying to teach me? What is God trying to protect me from? What is God trying to produce in my life? Because out of the last 4 years, I think I've preached maybe 3 times. And if anyone who knew me growing up, I was constantly preaching at the college. I was traveling around the country. I was always preaching. I was always either singing. I was always in some type of ministry. And then I allowed this profession, I allowed this season of my life to just be at the forefront instead of being productive for the kingdom of God. And so spiritual pivots prune us. It hurts. It's painful. But God wants to destroy some things in our life that is not good for us. In fact, it's killing us and it's hurting us. And he wants to prune that. Maybe it's changing lifestyles. Maybe it's changing eating habits. I love Diet Dr. Pepper and I love Mexican food. And I'm not sure where we're going for lunch, but I'm already making my requests right now. But I'm saying, like, there are some things after that heart attack, I had to go to cardiac rehab. And they're like, stay off the sodium. I was like, okay. You know, like, I don't have ramen noodles. That's gross. Like, I'm good. I don't really do TV dinners. But I do love Chipotle. I love Chick-fil-A. I like the fries. Like, so, like, there's lifestyles. Maybe God is asking us to shift. And that's 37 years of habits I've learned. And I'm like, God, you're asking me to do this. You're asking me to change this. Because what he wants to produce in us is going to be fruitful for his kingdom. Maybe there's some things God wants to die in your life, lifestyles, you know, habits he wants to kill so it can open up your hands for the things of God, the opportunities of God. I shared in a group message that only Callie's in. I'm in this challenge with some of the family members, and I went on a 3-mile walk yesterday, and my watch dinged and says, your rest and heart rate has went down over the last 5 weeks. I'm just like, I'm not at a stressful job. You know, I'm surrounded by good people that I love, and I'm not stressful. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, yes, I left a job that I enjoyed, but also I'm at peace. I'm in a safe place. I'm with people who love me, and my heart is okay. And sometimes we have to say no to some lifestyles, no to some people, no to some habits, because God wants to produce life in us. God wants to produce, you know, something greater in us. It's not like me to talk about God. It's not like me to just stay in the background. And God's like, hey, I need to put you in a place where you can thrive, where you're safe, where you're healthy. Do I have Diet Dr. Pepper as much? I say no. Callie would beg to differ. You know, she's my accountability person. Jackson and I will sometimes go get Starbucks and on Fridays. But there's things that I have to learn, some disciplines I have to learn so I can be productive for the kingdom of God. So pruning is good. It's hard. It's miserable sometimes. You think you saying no to this one thing is going to kill you. But here's the thing. I promise you, if you always say yes to God, the blessing is even greater. His promise is greater. And the third point, I want to say, we need spiritual pivots are needed to protect us, to prune us, and to position us for a greater purpose. Spiritual pivots are needed. And that's just moving to the left. All right, God, where do you want me to go? God, what do you want me to say? God, am I saying no to this? What am I letting go of? It's pivoting towards God and away from self and away from people, things that take priority or that's an idol in our life. How do you know it's an idol? If you can't say no to it. Whether it's a person, a substance, a job, anything you cannot say no to is an idol. And God uses that to protect us. So God wanted Judah to come back to, he wanted them to rely on him, and he wanted to position them for them not to be in exile, to not to be under another person's rule. Over the course of history and in the Bible, we see God positioning his people for a greater purpose. You have Abraham, who literally tells in Genesis 12, go to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a father of many nations. He positions him. He wasn't even a father. He didn't even become a father until he was old in his age. Then you see God positioning David. He started out as a shepherd boy. And then he became the king of Israel. You see God positioning Esther, a common woman who was chosen by the king, who then would end up approaching the king, risking her life to save the Jews. You see God positioning people over time. And maybe sometimes God wants you to say no to one thing so he can position you for something else. We see that in the course of history. And right now, you see Israel in exile. You see Judah going to back, asking Pharaoh in Egypt, hey, protect us, watch over us. And God is trying to position them because he wants to save them yet again. And sometimes spiritual pivots are needed to position us, to make a change towards God, to make a step towards God, away from self, away from this world, away from things that come between us and God. It requires us to shift our perspective. It requires us to sacrifice our desires, lay them down. It's asking us to trust in God instead of a doctor's report. It positions us. Whatever you turn to, whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice saying, this is the road, now follow it. And as Chase comes up, it is up to us to listen and to obey God. I love what John 14:15 says. If you love me, then obey my commands. When God asks us to say no to something, when God wants to prune a certain lifestyle from our lives, when God is telling us to go somewhere, quit your job, go work in the middle of nowhere where no one knows you, my response is either going to be, yes, God, I love you, or no, Fiona doesn't want to. It's always going to be between you and God. Yes to God or yes to yourself. Yes to God or yes to my flesh. Yes to God or yes to my control. Yes to God and his will or yes to my will and my way. If you love me, then you obey my commands. Spiritual pivots are needed to protect us. Anything that comes between me and God, you and God, anything you can't say no to, God wants us to shift. God wants us to move away towards that and towards him. Maybe there's some lifestyles. Maybe there's some doctor's reports that you've had. And I'm a very dramatic person, in case you haven't noticed. So I'll get a negative report and I'm just angry. I'll get a bad report or, oh, had a heart attack. What else, Lord? I can be very negative. But then it's like, all right, God, what are you asking me to change in my life? Something through cardiac rehab, they always said, new normal. This is your new normal. And I'm like, no, I like my old normal. I like my life. I like how things are. But what I was doing was not conducive or healthy to what God needs to fix in my life. So like with cardiac rehab, I'm just using that because I had to go through that a year ago. I had to watch my sodium. I had to watch, you know, my sugar. I had to watch this. I had to stop, you know, eating different types of food that had high sodium in it. I had to take a different pill. And it was just so stressful and so annoying. It was my third time going through cardiac rehab in 8 years. But there's some things God wants to teach us. Sometimes our lifestyle, sometimes how we live, the things we do our every day, we have to make pivotal decisions towards God every day. So if you're dealing with health stuff like I have, and I've had good reports and things are going well, yes, but just because things start going well doesn't mean you stop doing what you're doing. Maybe there's some lifestyles you need to change. Maybe it's just going to church more. Maybe it's that. Being with a community of people who will pray for you, who will help you. Because I know what it's like to not go to church for years and try to figure it out on my own. Maybe God wants to prune some relationships or some addictions out of your life. And it starts with us just saying, here, God, take this. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but you'll give me the strength. And then sometimes God is just saying, hey, just say yes to me and trust me. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, of hope and a future, not of evil or destruction. So when I get a negative health report, Lord, this is not of hope. This is not of a future. So I'm going to believe that you're going to take this and use it for my good. But I have to say yes. So I'm going to have you guys stand, and I want to take a time to respond to this message. Maybe, and I'm a very prideful person, and Pastor Randy and Dallas, they know me to the core. They've seen me cry many times. They've seen me angry many a times. We've done life together for years, and I can be a very prideful person. Sometimes it's just coming up and saying, hey, I need prayer. Maybe a spiritual pivot in your life is asking for help. It says in the scripture in Isaiah, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God, and blessed are those who wait for his help. He will be gracious if you ask for help. Isn't it great that when we've done things our own way, God is ready and waiting with open arms? Even when we know better, we've learned better, we've done better, and we still choose to please self or the things of this world. But it says, the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. He will surely be gracious if you ask for help, and he will surely respond to the sounds of your cry. I'm in a season of spiritual pivoting, as I always have been. But I serve a God who loves me. I serve a God who always has open arms for me. I serve a God who's more powerful than any doctor's report. I serve a God who's more gracious when I do it my way. So if you need prayer today for anything, maybe you've been far from God. Maybe you've put things before God. Maybe you've had a bad doctor's report and you're just, I'm done. I can't take another hit. I'm done. And God is just graciously waiting. And if that's you, as we lead into worship, if you just need prayer, and Pastor Dallas can come up and help, if you just need prayer, maybe a spiritual pivot is stop trying to figure it out on your own, Fiona, and just changing directions. All right, God, I need your help. God, I don't know if I can lay this down. God, I need to plead the blood over my body. If that's you and you want prayer as he lead us in this last song, we want to pray for you this morning. Amen.